This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The recently announced federal budget will allocate $247 million to the School Chaplains Program to render it permanent with a special new anti-bullying focus. The permanent funding means it will effectively replace the Safe Schools Program, whose federal funding ran out more than a year ago, leaving states and territories or individual schools to bear the cost of delivering the program if they chose to continue. Critics have said the very religious leaders who are likely to have opposed Safe Schools will now be the chaplains delivering programs intended to prevent homophobic bullying. Instagram star and rumoured porn actor Justin Jedlicka appeared at Parliament House again for the federal budget last week, snapping more selfies with politicians like Julie Bishop and Peter Dutton. And, much like last year, nobody seems quite sure how he got in. Known as the Human Ken Doll, Jedlicka appeared at last year's federal budget party, taking photos with several politicians including Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, before being recognised by a security guard. Sydney councillor Christine Forster has given her advice on coming out at work. Appearing on the podcast The Thinker Girls, Forster explained that coming out is not a once-off event, but something LGBTI people are faced with regularly. She suggested starting by having one-on-one discussions with trusted people before coming out to everyone, and keeping the mood light with humour if necessary. Queensland Education Minister Grace Grace has hit back at the state LNP opposition for comments attacking trans young people. After reports that one Brisbane high school was using the gender-bred person resource to teach about sexuality and gender diversity, one LNP MP told Parliament the resource teaches kids that their gender is fluid and can change at any time of the day depending on what they want to be. Grace slammed the comments as disgusting, calling for respectful and proper discussion. Conservative commentator Mark Latham has been nominated for a media award in this year's Gay and Lesbian Outrageous, Ridiculous and Ignorant, or Gloria, Awards. The awards draw attention to the most egregious, homophobic and transphobic words and actions of the year, sending the message that anti-LGBTI hate is not accepted. Latham is nominated for his comments about the LGBTI reign of terror, in an opinion piece where he said he feared people who did not worship at the altar of homosexuality and gender fluidity would be run out of town. Feminist academic Jermaine Greer has called for the all public bathrooms to be made gender neutral. Appearing alongside Caitlyn Jenner and others on a British television panel to debate trans issues, Greer said segregating bathrooms into male and female was outdated. She said society should just dump the whole thing. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Tom Daley has worn a pride badge on the podium after winning silver at the Diving World Series in Russia. Daley later showed off his rainbow-coloured accessory with the word Pride on it on Instagram following a win in the 3-metre springboard with partner Grace Reed. After the Com Games, Daley vowed to campaign for LGBT rights in Russia, where hate crimes have doubled since the introduction of the anti-gay propaganda law. The Football Association has condemned transphobic leaflets that were handed out to fans during the Women's FA Cup final last weekend. Activists from the anti-trans group May Day for Women gave the leaflets to Arsenal and Chelsea supporters, claiming that trans athletes should be banned and that gender non-conforming kids need feminism instead of hormones or surgery. The incident is now being investigated by police after a number of people reported it using hate crime procedures. Rugby player Israel Folau has caused more controversy by sharing an evangelist's anti-LGBT sermon on social media. In the speech, preacher David Wilkinson says that we are living in a time of sexual perversion and criticises same-sex marriage, but Folau says that he tweeted the speech from a place of love to warn people of eternal sin. Many of his 123,000 followers responded angrily, including sports reporter Mark Gottlieb, who said it takes a lot of balls to frame your haters' love. And finally, AFL journalists Caroline Wilson and Chris Judd say that trans player Hannah Mountsey should give up on her AFL dream as it's unfair to other female players. Judd had recently commented that the AFL was right to block Mountsey from the women's draft, a criticism which almost caused her to give up the game. He says he's spoken to AFLW players off the record who didn't think it was right for Mountsey to play and says the only fair answer is to form a transgender league.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.